Kirkland Lake, a Northern Ontario doctor, is being recognized for his pivotal role in saving a woman's life after his quick thinking led to the early detection and treatment of melanoma. More than 750 family physicians across Ontario, including three in the Timmins and surrounding area, have been recognized for their outstanding care and dedication to their patients. The Ontario College of Family Physicians, OCFP, is recognizing Dr. Brian McPherson of the Kirkland Lake and District Family Health Team, the Cochrane Family Health Team's Dr. James Ross, and the Timmins Academic Family Health Team's Dr. Tammy Hopkins. The campaign aims to highlight the vital role that family doctors play in their communities. McPherson is Mandy Whedon's family physician. She told Timmins Today how his attentiveness and quick action led to the early detection of melanoma. "I credit him for saving my life," Whedon said. "I think that he has a really attentive way of dealing with his patients. Not only is he kind and understanding, but he really takes time to listen to patients when they speak to him. He takes things seriously." She was 42 when she noticed a slight change in a mole in 2021. The diagnosis was stage 1 melanoma. After performing the initial excision, McPherson discussed the next steps with Whedon and encouraged her to undergo a second surgery to ensure all cancerous tissue was removed. She said this additional surgery, which involved a wide excision down to her muscle, was a precautionary measure to prevent the melanoma from returning. Whedon's experience was made more challenging by the COVID-19 pandemic, which complicated travel and access to in-person care. At the time, virtual care was common and travel to see specialists required coordination. She said McPherson provided her with options for where she could receive specialist care, helped her navigate the system, and referred her to specialists. McPherson's support continued after the surgeries, with Whedon noting his ongoing care in her recovery. While she now sees a dermatologist as part of her cancer care guidelines, McPherson continues to monitor her skin and provides additional excisions when necessary. "I've had like 9 or 10 extra ones off," Whedon said. "Anything that has bothered me or that I felt is of concern, he's been completely supportive and willing to remove for me." For Whedon, McPherson's commitment to her health and his willingness to take the time to listen to her concerns were crucial in her recovery. "Listening to your patients is the key to being a good physician, and I think it's the key to being effective at treating your patients," she said. According to the OCFP, there are 2.5 million Ontarians without access to a family doctor. With decades of experience in healthcare herself, Whedon recognizes the challenges of providing care to rural communities. She talked about the need for more physicians in Ontario and the importance of creating opportunities to train and retain healthcare professionals. "There's a number of things that I think have to change," she said. "First of all, I think that there has to be an understanding of the issues that are impacting primary care. We're not putting out enough residents, we're not creating enough opportunity within the province to produce physicians, and that's huge. There are also unique challenges for rural medicine. In the rural community, you're forced to work with your partners to make the infrastructure work. Our physicians have to do things that they wouldn't necessarily have to do in larger centers, so they develop a really good skill set," she said. "The province must work more collaboratively with healthcare partners to create efficiencies and ensure that rural areas have access to the same quality of care as larger urban centers," Whedon said. "Northern Ontario doesn't have the same opportunities as bigger centers. We can't attract the same number of physicians and healthcare professionals because we don't have as much to offer in terms of lifestyle," she said. Whedon also acknowledged the dedication and hard work of physicians, especially since the pandemic. "Physicians go into medicine because it's something they're passionate about. The amount of time they invest in their practice and their patients doesn't get enough recognition," she said. "Since the pandemic, physicians have been spread thin due to shortages. They're working harder and giving up family time to make sure hospitals are open and able to provide care. There's not a lot of recognition for that."